produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning and welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. We are so happy to be with you today. My name is Imarja Jubilee and I am your host, and I am here to tell you that you just landed in love. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. That is your purpose on this earth, because you are made in the image and the likeness of the divine. And the divine makes everything. We are all created by this wonderful love force that runs through this universe. And one of the things that we must not forget is to thank Caleb Padgett, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me to have this platform to be able to come and spread love. That's what I'm about. It's about spreading love. My mother brought me up, and she would tell me that if you don't love me, just keep on acting like you do, and soon you will. I think that's part of what I have lived my life by. Amen. Since I started living in a world and being aware of my Christed self, because she was Christed. Amen. And she lived from her heart. Wow. Now, It's also a wonderful time of the year. There's so many things happening this time of the year. And one of the things that happens is that we tend to get negative. We tend to get in depression. The holidays just brings on this array of feelings that normally we cannot cope with. We go around family. We go around different ways of we relating, and we get to talking about how we are in the world. And around the table, in my family, there have been heated arguments that about how not to be this love that you're made in. And I wrote a song about two, maybe 3 years ago, and it's called It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Now, I'm not going to sing it for you right now because I have someone in that's with me today that can really sing, and I just... We're going to hear him in our show, but I'm going to read you the words to the song. It says, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Amen.
People gathering from far and near, hearts wide open, arms extended too, sharing the love from me to you. Whether you're red, black, or brown, God surrounds you and God grounds you in this wonderful, wonderful love. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now, we've already had Thanksgiving, and we've already had those gatherings. But as you go further into the month of December, you're going to be gathering and being around so many different people. And I know you might not have any idea how you're going to function. Well, today, I'm going to bring my guest right on. He is Reverend Al Tony Foote, and he's the pastor of the Faith, Love, and Fellowship Church in Richmond, Virginia. And that's where we are located today. We are actually, let me tell you where we are. We are in his radio station.
Choice
Radio, and it's one of three.
105.3.
And he's going to tell you a little bit more about that, but we are actually sitting in the radio station in his church. Did y'all hear that? 105.3.org, right? That's how
right.
you get it, right?
Right.
And Pastor, Reverend Foote, let me tell you how I met him. I met him through Monica Ball. Monica Ball brought me here along with Martha High to be on the radio here. And Martha was on the radio, and I was on the radio. So when we came out, this pastor, this reverend, took us into his auditorium in his beautiful church and sang to us. It's what he did. He ministered to us through song. So that's how I met him. And then the other way was that I listened to him on his Facebook Live, when he does Facebook Live. And that's how I heard the topic that we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Reverend Foote, to our show today.
Amen. Well, welcome. I'm glad to be here, Elijah, and it's really a pleasure. I'm usually doing the show, but today I'm on the show.
You're on the show. That's right.
So it's good to join you on your show, and your show is live.
My show is live, and right. What's going to happen is this. Amen. What's going to happen is this. People are going to hear these positive things you're
Praise
going to say.
God.
But first, before we get into that, I want you to tell how this family came together to start what you do here.
Well, you know, Elijah, we are very driven by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And one thing I like about the Spirit of God, it orders your steps. So we were given a vision, and we was commissioned to undertake this vision with the church, Faith and Love Fellowship Church, as well as the Choice Network Minister Tiger, our son, who organized the Choice Network 105.3 FM. So the interesting thing about it is that we are a family, the Foote family.
The Foote family.
Yes, ma'am, the Foote family. And God called me somewhat 11 years ago because we just celebrated, believe it or not, we just celebrated our 11th anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
I know.
Ma'am.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was really, really awesome. And the Lord told me there in Israel, he said, I will use you, amen, to certainly empower people, to enlighten people, amen, to be positive about their walk in Christ.
And see, that's the show that I heard. He was saying that there are over 300 ways for you to be positive.
Absolutely.
And times come up. You don't have to go around. You know what? What I've learned is this, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
That when you blame and shame people, you are praying prayers to the devil.
That's right. Right?
Okay, you're saying prayers to the devil. When you have all that stuff going on in your head.
Right, right.
It's a prayer to the devil.
Well, you know, don't glorify him. Because he'll magnify himself.
He'll magnify himself through all that negative stuff.
All the negative things that go. But see, I glorify God and God magnified himself in my life. See, no matter, see, having the power, amen, of God Almighty gives you the authority, amen, to command some things to fall at your feet.
Fall at your feet.
See, so it's
speaking, and it's there, right?
It's there. You're speaking. So these positive attributes or ways that we develop as a family to build, it certainly has to be operated on a positive perception. One thing I just want to issue out real quick, I like to define words because a lot of people don't do that.
Okay, Pastor,
now the word positive, we have to think of the word positive as free from doubt.
Free
from doubt and hesitation. See, now that's what we got to eliminate right away.
Yeah,
see,
doubt.
Doubting Thomas, amen, we don't need him right now, amen. We need to be positive about our relationship with Christ. See, Doubting Thomas needed to see everything or see Jesus before he would absolutely be confident.
Well, one of the things that I know for sure is this, Pastor, that there are only two feelings, and every feeling can fall upon those categories.
That's right.
That's fear.
That's right.
And love.
That's right.
Okay, there's only two. And under fear is anxiety, stress, and all this other kind. It's called under the fear, right?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that people don't realize, I bless my head every day.
Yeah.
Because I have to bless my thoughts.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because it changes my attitude.
Right.
So I also wanted to emphasize to tell you that Pastor also has a television show. He didn't tell you all about that. I'm in the radios, and we're going to do that because we're going to do another show with him. But today we want these people that are listening, and we are around the world,
amen,
to hear about how to stay positive and upbeat. So,
right.
Pastor, talk about that, please.
Let me just clear the fact that we finished with the word positive, but positive means confident and optimistic.
Optimism.
So we have to be confident about what we are undertaking. Second thing, we got to check our attitude. Attitude is a very important role in that as well. Attitude is a way of acting or behaving.
Mm-hmm.
See, and inside of that, that shows what we're thinking as well as feeling.
Right.
What you're talking about. When you talk about fear, let's take the word fear.
Yes.
See, fear, we need to understand. There was a cliche out once. Fear was false evidence appearing real.
Yes, I've heard it.
But I reject that.
Okay.
How about that?
Tell me how you reject
that. Well, I reject that because when I hear something doesn't sit well with my soul,
because
that doesn't give me a positive outlook. Fear is a false. There's nothing false about fear.
Uh-huh.
Fear is real. So I said, God, you got to give me something better than that. He said, okay, Pastor, you're kind of special.
Okay.
So I give you want. How about that?
Okay,
so,
tell us.
He said, listen, I give you facing enemies attacks righteously.
Okay.
F-E-A-R. Facing enemies attacks righteously. In other words, what we've got to do, we've got to stand up, we've got to put on the armor of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
The whole armor.
Whole armor. And God don't want no coward soldiers. That's right.
The
whole armor of the Lord. And so we cannot accept anything about fear being false because it's real, but we have to gear ourselves up. Amen.
Well, so tell us about these ways that we can gear ourselves.
Well, now some of the ways, let me tell you something that's very important. I want to kind of bring it to this point, to an attitude factor.
Okay.
Because perception.
Yeah, perception. I got you.
Perception and attitude, okay?
Okay.
Now, one thing is important. Look forward and don't look backwards.
Look forward and don't look back.
That's right. See, a lot of time when we're looking back, a lot of time we've came through areas that's been very, very distorted.
Yes.
And a lot of curses on our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So now We gotta go forward, amen, not look back. Secondly, be a leader, not a follower.
Be a leader. But a whole lot of folks don't know how to be leaders.
Well,
Pastor,
you know something? That's what we got to get in the Word of God, and God teaches us. God took 12 disciples and taught them to be leaders.
Yep.
So being a part of the kingdom of God, being in the leadership of God, you got to get under somebody that teach you about leadership.
So you have to go get some. And otherwise, you have to go get some training for your mind and your spirit.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's look at it like this. You don't hang an accolade up on the wall from college unless you spend some time in there, do you?
Right. You went to school.
I mean, you went to school.
Yes.
Well, you know, too many people are saying, I don't need to go to church anymore. But that's where you lose your education and you lose your knowledge and wisdom concerning the body of Christ.
Yes. So you got to go be and listen, and you have to listen and hear with your heart.
You got to listen and hear with your heart. Next thing important, you got to focus on your success and learn from your failure. That's good.
That's good.
Focus on your success and learn from your failure.
Wonderful. Now, focus on the success.
And learn from your failure. See,
so there's a lesson in, what you said, there's a lesson in failure.
That's absolutely.
A lesson in
failure. Come on, man.
All right.
Listen, that just because you don't succeed at something, don't take it as a total loss. You learn from those failures, amen, to accept the downfall and pick it up and go back and try it again. But remember what you did wrong.
And that's how the electric light got discovered. That's how all these inventions, because people tried.
They tried, listen.
And they failed, and they go back and try it again.
If Thomas Edison or anybody had given up, they would have never lit up the light.
I know that's
okay.
Right, sir.
And another thing I want you to stay away from, people who belittle your ambition.
I know that's right.
Now, that's good, ain't it?
Yeah, that's good.
See, there's a whole lot of people that will always encountering along the way that has the ability to pull you down.
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh, I knew that's right.
You know, so you got to stay away from the naysayers and those negative people.
And sometimes that's family, Pastor.
Absolutely. Hello.
I know in my life I've had to separate myself from someone. I don't go where I'm tolerated. I go where I'm celebrated.
Oh, man. That's good. That's so important, because if you stay around where you're tolerated, people going to get tired of tolerating you.
That's right.
But celebration is always
that's
relevant.
Right. And you want people to be glad to see you when you're coming, because it's the attitude, going back to your attitude.
Right.
And it's the attitude that you have toward yourself. And most of all, it's how you grounded in Christ.
Yes.
You have to be Christed.
That's absolutely, imagine, there are so many avenues, so many ways of being motivated. I always say, you know, be dedicated, motivated, and activated.
Activate, okay.
See?
Tell them that again.
Be dedicated, motivated, and activated. Well, what do we mean when we talk about that? Dedicated means that you're consistent.
Consistent.
You're consistent every day. And taking on the challenges or the events in your life, or learning whatever is necessary, amen, that will move you into the next season of your life. Well, then you're going to be motivated by what you're learning. Knowledge creates energy.
Yes, knowledge creates energy. I totally get that.
Amen. Knowledge creates energy. See, when you get energy, you get power. See, I learned something very interesting growing up as a mechanic. A motor, amen, that's revving up, it's got RPM.
Yeah, RPM.
Right. Now, the faster that motor goes, the more flux line is around that motor that you don't see.
Don't see it, okay.
No, it's like faith. You don't see faith. But, okay, now you'll catch it in a minute. Now, it keeps rotating in those flux lines, but it creates a magnetic field.
Okay.
Now, that magnetic field has the ability to create energy.
So how does it relate to Christ? Bring it clear to us.
Well, now, let me break it down.
Okay, break it down.
Now, our faith. When we consistently operate in our faith, the more we stay focused, dedicated on our vision, goals, and dreams.
Oh, okay. Okay, focus.
Focus.
So I hear you saying focus. You have to, and see, a lot of people.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Paul said, keep your eyes on the prize.
They have short attention spans.
That's right.
And they get distractions.
Amen.
In their life. You
yes.
don't get distracted by what's out here.
True.
They get distracted instead of focusing.
But it's so easy to imagine for the enemy to take us off of our course.
See,
and that's where we lose it at. But when you when you're dedicated,
yes,
and mean that you got a plan. You got to also put some plans in projection.
Yes.
Amen. You got a plan. Now, when you're motivated, that means you're moving forward. You're mobile. Amen. You're getting up every day. You're not sitting around. Like some people say, well, I want a job. Ain't no job going to fall in the living room.
No, you got to get out there and put some feet on the street.
Right. You got to put some action behind
it. Yes.
See, other words, that's where I talk about the action that activated. Amen. You got to activate.
Yes.
See, in the Bible, the reason why we talk about going back to the Word of God, being dedicated, motivated, activated. If you read the book of Acts, all of the 12 disciples acted on what they learned from Jesus.
So we got to do the same thing.
We got to do the same thing. Imagine we wrestle against the challenges, amen, that seem like they can keep us in bondage. But you got to know that you're more than a conqueror. Another thing, greater is he that's in you than
he
that's in the world.
So Pastor, you said a lot of different things, and I hope my audience is listening, because you gave them some pearls that they can grasp on based on the scripture and how you come to this place.
Absolutely.
Where you can be more positive, even through all the holidays and anything else that's going on. So
absolutely.
What I want to do now, Pat, he didn't tell you, as I said to you before, he has a beautiful voice. And we're going to hear a song by him. Then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up. But
okay.
We're going to have you back. He will be back with us for our first show in the new year, and we will finish this conversation. And I know he's going to have a word for us for 2020.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's hear the song that he has for us to play, for us to be a part of our music situation here. This is a new section in our show, and we're going to hear the song.
Just want to bless you with a few songs that I will hope that inspire your soul today, that goes a little something like this. Well, it must have been cold there in my shadows, all up to never have sunlight on your face.
Sing, Pastor, sing.
You were content to let me shine, yeah. You always walked a step behind. Ooh, I was the one with all the glory, all of, and you were the one with all the screen. Only your face without a name. Never once heard you complain. Oh, did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I'd like to be. Oh, I can fly higher than an eagle. You're the wind beneath my wing. All of, oh yeah, here we go. It might appear to go unnoticed. I had it there in my heart all the time. I want you to know, I know truth about it. Well, I couldn't have made it without you. Oh, did you ever know? Oh, you're my hero.
Sing, Captain, sing.
And everything I like to be. Well, I can fly. My hero. Lord, just let me fly. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not get weary, walk and not faint. Oh, now we're able to spread our wings.
Well, we want to thank you for that beautiful song. That's one of my favorite songs. And now we are back. But like I told you, he will be back on my first show in the new year. And we're going to finish this discussion. But mostly we're going to hear what he has to say for 2020. I can't wait because he always has a word. He always has a word. So, Pastor, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, one thing I like to say in my conclusion, Elijah, is that we have come a long ways in life, just generally as Afro-American people. We have done so many things. We've done so many things and accomplished a lot of things, but there's still much more for us to achieve, and we can't give up. As a family, God has chosen us to be a legacy, a leader, and certainly a part of a Richmond moving new environment that we might be able to enhance some things in life to bless the city at large, and that is learning to love. We need to learn to love and learn to appreciate one another. And 2020, I expect some great things from the Lord.
Yes, and we know that he's going to have them because he's been doing such wonderful things here. And one of the things that I want to say, you know, I choose people. Well, I don't choose them. God chooses them for me to be on my show. And I really, really thank God for allowing me to pick someone such as Reverend Altony Foote here in Richmond, Virginia. How can they reach you if they want to reach you?
They can reach me right here at the Choice Network, 105.3 FM. You can call us at 638-3419. 804-638-3419 at the Choice Network at any time, and we will be available to talk with you.
Well, he will be back on our show again.
Oh, and also, they can also log on at www.choice1053.com.
Yeah, we mentioned that at the top of the show. We mentioned that.
Yes.
So we want to thank him for joining us today. And as I always say, thank y'all for joining me today. And we have brought someone that's bringing the light here in the Richmond, Virginia area. And as I always say at the close of my show is this. Remember to be the light and not the lampshade.
All right.
So go out today and make it a great day. Have a great, great, wonderful, wonderful, peacefully grounded day, and live from your Christ itself with your arms open wide and accepted and given love from your heart.
Amen.
This has been Elijah Jubilee, and I will see you next time. So make it a good one. Thank you so much for joining us.
Elijah, we say happy Thanksgiving.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
It is another moment again. I welcome you to our Divine Connection program on Finding My Way Radio. Wherever you are tuned in, this is Pastor Henry from Kenya. It is a great honor and privilege to share the Word of God on this blessed channel. To every listener, it is a great opportunity to have you on board as we go through today's message. I believe your life will never remain the same as you allow God to speak to you through this message. Today, we are sharing on a topic chosen by God.
In the analogy of marriage and relationship, a man chooses a woman among billions to spend the rest of his life with. In the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 16, John chapter 15 and verse 16, from the King James Version, the Bible says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you to go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." John clearly states that we did not choose God, but he is the one who chose us so that we can bear fruit or bring forth fruit, and the fruit that will remain. We will deal with the first part of the message, chosen, and later on we will survey the subject, ordained. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, I want to paraphrase, the Bible says, "But you are a chosen generation." That means that God himself has picked you for his purpose. The Bible says elsewhere, "While we were yet still sinners, Jesus Christ died for our sins." Brethren, it is God who came looking for us, that when we were sinning or when we were still sinners, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and died on the cross for our sins. There are numerous examples of men and women that God chose and they accepted to become God's vessels. Mary is a very good example of a woman chosen by God to bring forth or to give birth to the Messiah. When the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary in the book of Luke chapter 1 verses 28, Luke chapter 1 verses 28, he told her, "You are highly favored among women." Mary is not the one who chose to bring forth our Savior, but God chose her as a vessel that can be used to bring forth our Lord Jesus Christ. God always does all he does with a reason and a purpose. When God chose Mary, he wanted her to be the vessel to bring the Messiah to the world, so that through him, the world may be saved. Mary's response was swift and positive, and she said, "May it be unto me according to your word. May it be unto me according to your word." What has God chosen you to do for him? Are you willing and doing it diligently? The second example is David. Here we find Saul as the first king of Israel. And when he sinned against God, the Bible says, and God rejected Saul as the king. Then God sent his prophet Samuel to David, to Jesse's house. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, God said, "I have found a man after my own heart. Go and anoint him as the next king." And the prophet Samuel heeded and went down to Jesse's house or family, and there David was made the king of Israel. Of course, we all remember the story. In fact, David was not at home. David was taking care of the sheep. And the Bible says that the other brothers were brought. But when Samuel looked unto them, he thought one of them would be the king. But when he had looked at the seven, the Bible says, and he found none. And he asked, "Is there anyone that is remaining?" And they said, "There is one who is young and is still taking care of the sheep." And he said, "Go and bring him. We'll wait for him." And indeed, when David came, he was anointed as the next king of Israel. David, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 32, he said, "Let no man's heart fail because of him," that is Goliath. "Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine." It is always good to accept the challenge of being chosen by God to lead and deliver many. Gideon while threshing, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and said unto him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Go in this your might, and you will save the Israelites from the hand of the Midianites. God himself chose Gideon to deliver the Israelites from the oppression of the Midianites. Many people are under different oppressions worldwide. Could you be the one God has chosen to deliver them? Will you accept the challenge of being chosen? Brethren, God is looking for men he can be able to use as vessels in our days and in our times. And I pray that you'll be able to take up the challenge. And as you take up the challenge, you will be able, as the Bible says, God, when he chooses you with a reason. Another example is Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a prophet chosen by God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 5 and verse 10, God tells him, Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the belly, I sanctified you and ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. Verse 10, he says, See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant. Do you ever look at yourself and imagine, what am I to be chosen by God anyway? Jeremiah said, I am only but a child. Moses said, I am a stammerer. Gideon said, I come from the least clan. However, God still chose them for the work of the kingdom. Another good example again in the New Testament of being chosen by God, despite his aura, his background, is Paul. He is introduced to us as Saul of Tarsus, persecuting the church and Christians. One day on his normal duties, the Bible says he encountered the Lord himself. In the book of Acts, chapter 9 and verses 15, chapter 9 of the book of Acts, chapter verses 15, the Bible says, And the Lord God said unto him, that is Ananias, Go your way, for he, Paul, is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name among the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. We all have a special place in the kingdom. When we yield and surrender ourselves unto him, he, God himself, transforms us into vessels for the glory of his name. Brethren, Paul, nobody could have thought that he could be chosen to be a vessel that will reach the Gentiles, reach the kings, and even reach Israel as a vessel of God. Many times we look at ourselves and we think we have sinned and we have fallen far away from God. But when we turn around like the prodigal son and come back to the Father, God had already chosen you and he just wants you to come back to him so that you can be able to realize the purpose and why he is calling and choosing you so that he can use you as a vessel to deliver his message to the world. Last but not least, in the book of John chapter 5, this is a very fascinating story that I really love reading. The Bible says, Jesus goes to the pool at Bethesda, and he found many invalids lying there. Among them was a man who had been there for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, he said, Pick up your mat and go. Jesus, when he saw him, he said, Pick up your mat and go. Out of all the invalids, Jesus only chose one man out of the many who are lying there, and the Bible says he healed him. In fact, The Bible says that the angel of the Lord would stir up the water once in a year, and whoever would get into the water first would be healed. The Bible says, but Jesus, knowing that he had been there in that condition for over 38 years, he spoke to him and offered him a lasting solution. Brethren, when we read the Bible, we realize that God has chosen us for a specific purpose. Somebody once said, every vehicle comes with a manual. It is only the manufacturer who knows how he made the vehicle. We are made in the likeness and after God's own image. God knows what you are good in or what you are good at in the kingdom. He knows what I am good at or in the kingdom. That is why he has chosen us. Some of us are chosen to be intercessors who are to stand in the gap on behalf of others and pray. The world is hurting and it is looking for men and women who can stand in the gap and pray. Governments and nations are going through tough moments and times. They are waiting for somebody to stand in the gap and pray. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 30, Ezekiel, chapter 22, verse 30, the Bible says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. This is one of the saddest stories that I read in the Bible, that God sought or looked for a man who could stand up and make the hedge, intercede for the city so that God could not destroy it. But the Bible says, but I found none. Some of us, we have chosen to be witnesses, to reach out to the hurting world with the good news. It is our duty to do what God has chosen us to do. Some of us, God has called us to do great and perform miracles. But because we have not heeded the call of God, we do not even understand that God has chosen us for a particular purpose. You could be there saying, but I am not chosen. In the next lesson, we will share on why does God choose and ordain us. Chosen means to pick among or to select from for a specific purpose. Why are you alive or breathing today? Why are you working? Why are you doing business or the business that you are doing today? Why has God given you a family, a wife, and even children? Why has God given you parents? And some of us, our parents are still alive. Is there a duty that God has called you to do to these people that I've just mentioned up there? Brethren, there is always something God wants us to accomplish and fulfill for him in the kingdom. You could be listening to me this hour, and probably you are not saved. Why are you tuned in at this hour on this station? God knows why you are on the radio now listening to this message. I can tell you, God chose you today to hear this message so that when you get saved, he can use you to fulfill his purpose. This is the reason why God chooses us. Some of us, God has sent us back to our family members. Your brother could be languishing in sin. Your sister could be languishing in poverty. Your neighborhood needs you to stand up and pray and intercede for it. Your city is waiting for your prayers. There are many millions of people who are waiting for you. And when God made you just like he made Jeremiah, he said, I knew you even before you were formed in your mother's belly. And I chose you and I ordained you so that I could send you to nations. And brethren, God has sent us to different nations. My nation can be my village. My nation can be my family, My nation can be my neighborhood. My nation can be my city. My nation can be my country. My nation can be the whole world. Not necessary to reach it and go to every city, but just to pray and intercede for it. You look at the world economically, things are not working. You look at the world right now, every person is complaining about the global warming. And brethren, when we bring people back to God, and people began to worship God, and people begin to live for God, the Bible says, God said, I have seen the suffering of my children, and I have heard the cry of the children of Israel. And now I have come down so that I may be able to deliver them. God is waiting for a man so that he can be able to deliver him. I love the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 8 and verses 32. The Bible says, and the sons of Issachar were men of understanding, who understood what Israel ought to do. You can never be able to understand the times, the seasons that we are living in, until you know the one who holds the seasons and controls the seasons. And that is why I'm saying that when you heed the voice of God tonight and give your life to Jesus Christ or get saved, God will use you as a vessel so that when you have been chosen and you go out and you do what God wants you to do, many people will be turned from darkness into light. Many will be turned from their waywardness and come back to the path of righteousness. And as they live for God, the Bible says, when they stand before God, they'll be able to rejoice because somebody who had been chosen by God heeded the voice of God and went to them and did what exactly God called him to do or her to do. And when he did it, God used him to save and bring many into the kingdom of God. We have looked at various examples in the Bible of men and women who are chosen. And just the way I said again earlier, that each one of them, or a good number of them, had reasons why they could not be used. And indeed, even in our times, some of us, we want to look at our levels of education. Either probably God has helped us to pursue education to higher levels, and we think God cannot use us. Even at that level that you have reached in your education, God still wants to use you. Some of us probably may not have achieved much academically, but I can assure you, still again, God does not necessarily look at that. When we yield and willing to surrender to God, God is ready and willing to use us. Some of us, God has endowed us with riches. Some of us, God has endowed us with skills that when we yield to him and give ourselves to him, he will use us in his kingdom. I mentioned earlier, and I said that when a person or any person makes a vehicle, he is the one who understands what he made that vehicle for. And God knows why he made you. He is your creator. And that's why the Bible says that he desires that all men may come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder in the book of Romans, the Bible says, how will they hear the word unless somebody is sent? And how can you be sent unless you're willing and ready that you allow God to choose you and then he can send you, and then when he sends you, you can be able to deliver the word of God. I pray today that you will be able to yield and surrender yourself to God, knowing that God has chosen you for his purpose, for his reason. And he wants to use you in a great way. The great way may not be necessarily the way we look at other people. God knows how he can use you. And whichever way that he's going to use you, to him, he will have used you in a great way. And that's why I said some of us, God will just call us to kneel down and pray. When you read the book of Luke chapter 2, from verses around 52 there, the Bible says, and there was a widow, her name is Anna. And the Bible says, she lost her husband when she was still very young. And the Bible says she dedicated her life to serving in the temple. Why did Anna dedicate her life to serving in the temple? She could have remarried because it was only 7 years after her marriage. I can assure you, there is a reason why you are on the face of the earth. There is a reason why you are listening to this message at this hour on this station. And I pray that you are going to yield and surrender. And as you do that, God will begin to transform you. God will begin to use you. And as God begins to use you, you will indeed be able to look back and say, indeed, this is the reason why I was created. I want to pray with any listener who is there and probably you are wondering, am I really chosen? You are chosen. And that's why you are alive and listening to this message. I want to pray with any listener who could be there. Yes, probably you know the Lord, but you are saying, well, I've never been chosen. There's nothing that I'm doing. The Bible says, the harvest is ripe, but the harvesters are few. And the Bible says, pray to the Father, and he shall be able to send the harvesters. You are part of the harvesters that God wants to harvest in his kingdom, so that he can use you even to harvest more and bring them into the kingdom. The Bible says Jesus Christ met Peter and his brothers. They were fishing, and the whole night they toiled. But Jesus told him, now I want to make you to be fishers of men. Your area could just be prayer. Your area could just be playing instruments in the church. Your area could just be teaching Sunday school. Your area could be a mentor or becoming a mentor to the young ones. Your area could be helping marriages to stand and live for God. Your area could be supporting the work of God, even through the finances that God has given unto you. Your area could be servitude in the kingdom and in the house of God. Are you there? I want to pray together with you. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for my listeners today that God, you will cause a divine connection in whatever circumstance and condition they are in right now. I pray that God, you will choose somebody today that he may be the man or the woman you are going to use in this generation. May God choose you for a divine encounter with him. May you receive your healing. And as you receive your healing that God has chosen to heal you, may you go out there with that testimony that indeed Jesus Christ is a healer. I pray that you may receive an appointment. And as you receive that appointment today, may you go out there and testify that indeed I have received my appointment, either for my business or for employment. I pray that you may receive a breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Almighty God bless Finding My Way Radio and all the staff for the good work you have been chosen to do for him in his kingdom. I pray for the CEO of Finding My Way Radio that the Lord God will endow you and give you more wisdom and knowledge, that even through this radio, many lives will be transformed and many lives will be changed. I pray for the world that they may know him and live for him. God bless you. God keep you. May you indeed have a divine encounter as you come to realization that God has chosen you for his glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, listeners all over the world. My name is Reverend Anthony Hunter Sunguti from Kenya, co-founder of Revelation of Healing and Repentance Ministry. I welcome all my listeners around the world and all those who are listening to Finding My Way radio program, US stroke world, to this wonderful message. My theme of today's message is that you will raise up again. You are going to raise up again, no matter what you are going through. So I want to take you through some Bible verses where we are going to realize how God is so faithful unto us, and you will realize that whatever you are going through, God is also with you. I want to read from the Bible, the book of Job 14. Verse 7 to 9, and the Bible says, at least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout up again, and its new shoots will not fail. Verse 8 says, its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stem tie in the soil. Number 9 says, yet at the sound of water, it will part and put forth shoots like a plant. My dear brethren, those listening around the world, I want to tell you, we serve a mighty God. And he says that there is hope. I'm talking about one character by the name of Job. Job had all that every man would desire to have. He had the best family. He had so many herds of cattle. He had a lot of money. He had a lot of camel. He had a lot of every animal that any other person would desire to. Job had one of the best families in the world. But there came a time when the devil seek permission from God. If you read from Job verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, the Bible says the devil seek permission to pursue Job and destroy whatever he had. And at a point, God tells him, can you go and destroy everything, but please spare his heart or life. And the devil says, if you had not blessed him and you have put a hedge on his belongings. So even the devil knows that it's only God who can bless you. And the devil also understands that it's God who can bless you. So he tells God, if you are giving me permission, Job is only praising you, Job is only worshiping you because you have blessed him, because you have put protection on his belongings, you have put protection on his riches. But God gives him a permission and say, go and do whatever you want, but please don't touch his heart. I want to speak to somebody at one point. You might be suffering under some strange disease. You might be undergoing some strange situations where you feel you are the only one having that problem. I want to encourage you, the devil will seek permission from Almighty God just to torment, just to destroy whatever you have built. But one thing I want you to be sure, that when God gives a permission to the devil, you will not be destroyed. You will not be completely destroyed. God will reserve your life. God will reserve all your mind. And he's going to give you rest. We see at one point, Job lost everything. And it became in us a shock. Because the Bible says, the things that Job was owing, they all were destroyed by the devil in a sequence. And when you read the Bible carefully, when he was being reported about one disaster, when the servant is yet to leave, another servant will come in and tell him, you have lost this and that. But one thing I want to speak about Job, Job fell down and said, this is not strange. I rejoice. And he said, I rejoice in the Lord. Naked I came, naked will I go. Glory be his name. So we see a man who trusted God, even in his time of calamity, even in hard times, he was still praising his God. I don't know why you keep up so fast. I don't know why you lament so fast. I don't understand why you are complaining so fast. I want you to be like Job. Whether you are destroyed, whether everything that you own will be destroyed by the devil, our Almighty God will restore you. Job had so much peace at his mind, had so much peace at heart, because he trusted his God and he knew the God he was serving. That's why the Bible says, at that time he fell down and said, naked I came, naked will I go. And along the line, we see Job losing even his wife. He lost even the best friends he had. Even the families rejected him. Oh, I want to tell you, my dear brother, my dear sister, whoever you are listening unto this message, I want to tell you, my theme is, you will raise up again. Job never gave up. Job never gave in to their pressure to submit unto their God. He remained steadfast. He remained faithful to his God. For he knew at one time, one point, he's going to raise up again. Job had trust in God. Job believed in God. He said, whatever happens, as the Bible says in Romans, that what will separate me from the love of my God? I want to tell you, whatever you are going through, don't give up. Just praise God. No matter the situation you are facing, no matter the situation that you are undergoing, I want to tell you, whatever you're suffering from is not new. It has happened to somebody else. For the Bible says God will not tempt us to the point that we cannot manage. He will always make a door for us. And Job had trusted in these verses. And he was sure that God is going to make a way where there is no way. That's why he says there is hope for a tree. If it is cut, it will sprout out again. He knew his life will come back again. He knew his family will come back again. He knew all his belongings will come back again. No matter what people told him, he remained steadfast. I want to tell you, if there is somebody who really suffered even strange disease, it was Job. But because of his trust in God, the Bible says we might have looked at Job from the physical point of view and we would have condemned him. We would have told him to curse his God. All the same, we would have told him it's better to die. But I want to tell you, from deep inside Job's heart, Job had a lot of joy despite the boils which were on physical body, despite the pain that people would see with the physical eye. I want to say Job was at peace with himself. He was at peace with his God, for he knew he was serving a mighty God. He knew he was serving a healer. He knew he was serving a God of prosperity. He was serving a God who was faithful. And that's why he was telling his friends, even if you desert me, I want to tell you today that there is hope. Even if a tree is cut, it will sprout up again. You wanna sprout up again. I don't know what you're suffering from. Maybe your marriage is at ring of breaking out. Maybe your children are out of school because of school fees. Maybe you are out of job. Maybe you are out of sickness.
might be different kinds of sickness. When you healed, another sickness comes up. Maybe it's jobless or it's really part of your life. Maybe it's barrenness of your womb, that things are not working to your way. Maybe your business is about to collapse. I have good news to you, that there is hope. Even if a tree is cut, it will sprout up again. I want to speak to that business. I'm speaking to your business. I want to tell your business will sprout up again. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep holding unto Almighty God. He is a faithful God. He knows you well. Just stop complaining, but give praise unto his name. That marriage will never break. I want to tell you, a marriage will still survive because God is faithful. God is going to turn around your marriage. God is going to turn around your life from jobless to a big job. He's going to turn around your business. He want to turn around your sickness into healing, and you're going to sing songs of joy. Just like Job, he says in Job 42, that I know you can do all things and your plans cannot be thwarted. You know, Job trusted God 100%. He never had doubt that I'm going to stand up again. I don't know why or what is still pulling you down. I want to tell you, raise up again. Raise up from that poverty. Raise up from that sickness. Raise up from that barrenness. Raise up from that spiritual stagnation. Raise up from that relationship. For you serve a mighty God. I want to speak a word of deliverance. I want to speak a word of prosperity. No matter what you are going through, may it be generation curses. Our God is faithful to break every curse. May it be marine spirits that are attacking your life. I want to tell you, we serve a mighty God, like Job said. Oh, there is hope, there is hope, there is hope. Don't give up, don't give up. Hey, just like Job said, that I want to know, my God, my deliverer liveth. So your God lives, and he's living to make sure that you are going to be delivered. He's living to make sure that your kids will go back to school. He's living to make sure that you will prosper. When people are failing, your life will not fail. When people are crying, you want to love. I want to tell you this, no matter what you are going through, just remain steadfast with God. Just remain faithful unto him. And Job says, there is hope. Don't listen to your friends. They might have cut you off. They might have told you you'll never make it. When a tree is cut off, oh, we think it's over. But by the smell of water, Job says, yet by the scent of water, it will part and put forth shoots like a plant. I want to tell you, by the scent of prayer, by the scent of prayer, your marriage is waking up. By the scent of prayer, your life is coming back. By scent of prayer, whatever they thought is dead, I am speaking unto it. It is not dead, but it's going to sprout up again. You will rise up again. I am saying you rise up again. By the scent of a prayer, by scent of prayer, you are going to be back to your life. Your business will bloom again. Your kids will do good in school. They say our kids are heads or tails. I speak anointing unto them. I speak anointing unto your marriage. By the word of God, your life is going to turn around. Don't give up. Don't give up. For Job says, I know you can do all things. Hallelujah. I know people might have despised you. People might have even ran away from you because you lost your job. They might have just called you names because you are a beggar. Because of your poor, they call you names because of your poverty. Because of the situation you are facing, they might have gone new ways. Some of them are not even picking your calls just because they think you are going to pick. I'm speaking to you this afternoon that we serve a mighty God. Remain steadfast unto God. For Job knew one thing. For the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 6, be it says like clay in the potter's hands, So you are in my hands. Job knew he was in God's hands, and God is creator of everything. So he knew whatever is lost, it will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. I am speaking to somebody who is giving up. I'm speaking to a business which is almost closing up. I'm speaking to that disease which is putting you down. I'm talking to those people. It may it be witchcraft, may it be sorcery that is pulling you down. May it be even curses that are booting you down. It might be spiritual damages that I've done into your life. Now you are on the verge of giving in. I want to say, don't give up. Lay clay in potter's hands. So you are in God's hands. God can mold you back to something. God can mold you back to something. Oh, I say, God can mold you back to something. Stop listening to the voices of people who are discouraging you. Stop listening to them. Those who are telling you are not make it. In the mighty name of Jesus, God can mold you into that thing that you desire to be. God can mold you into that dream you have always desired. God can mold you into that person that even those distracting your marriage, those distracting your mind, those distracting your business, oh, wouldn't understand, because God is almighty. He's working on your marriage. He's working on your business. He's working on your finance. He's working on your spiritual life. Stop complaining. That marriage, that relationship, God is working on your family. No matter what you are going through, I want to speak a word of prosperity. That ministry will not fail. God is working on it. It will raise up again. It will raise up again. I repeat, it will raise up again. Because like clay in potter's hands, so you are to God. And God is not a man or son of man to lie. He is a faithful God. He raised Job from dust. He raised Job from nothing to something. He restored Job's joy. He restored Job's happiness. He restored Job's horibabasa. It doesn't matter what people have given unto you, what people have spoken against your life, what people have spoken against your ministry, what people have spoken against your business. What I know, we have a God in heaven, and there is hope that for a tree, if it is cut, it will sprout up again. You are everything that was cut off. It will sprout. This is a day of restoration. This is a message of restoration. No matter what you are going through, just hold on to God. Just trust God. Like Job did, he trusted God with all his heart, with all his mind. No matter his body was itching, no matter his soul was at pain, but he never left his side. He never left his watch on God. And the Bible says, another reference in Micah 7:8, the Bible says, "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know people have been talking ill about you. I know they have despised you. I know your enemies are celebrating for what you are going through. But I want to tell you, Micah tells us, don't gloat over me, my enemy. I might have been fallen. I might have fallen. My business might be at the verge of falling. My marriage might be at the point of breaking up. My finances, my spiritual life. I might be going through under hard times, but don't gloat over me. For though I have fallen, I will rise. Micah says, I will rise. It doesn't matter where you have fallen. It doesn't matter how many times you have fallen. I want to tell you, the Bible says in Psalms, righteous might fall 7 times, but God will raise him up all the 7 times. So it doesn't matter what you are going through. What I know is that you will raise up again. You will rise up again. That marriage will rise up again. Your business will rise up again. Your spiritual life will not time. It is going to raise up again. It might have just fallen, but it's going to raise up again. Though I sit in darkness, God will be my light. God is your light. Whatever you are undergoing, that sickness, it is like darkness, but I'm speaking healing because God is your light. Don't give up. Don't give up. It doesn't matter. May it be diabetes, AIDS, or whatever. Oh, it's just a name. The Bible says these sicknesses are just names. But when God intervenes, when God is your light, when God is your healer, when God is in charge, nothing is impossible. And the Bible says the latter days of Job were more joyous, more happy than the first days. He was given a hundredfold of what he had lost, and Job raised up again. I am telling you, if you read Job 42 from verse 2, he says, I know you can do all things, and no plan of yours can be thwarted. Oh, let me prove to you that Job also raised up again after losing everything. The Bible says God raised Job again. Your life will raise up again. Your life will rise up again. Don't give up. Don't listen to those voices of destruction. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. When they tell you wouldn't make it, tell them, I have a court in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. If you read Job chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again. I want you to underline the word again. It means he was prosperous and he had fallen, but God made him prosperous again, and he gave him twice as much as he had before. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. I'm speaking to somebody whose life has been shambles, whose life has been cry, his life has been sorry, his life has been tears. I want to tell you, whatever you lost, God is going to raise you again. God is going to make you prosperous again. He's going to give you twice of what you lost. I don't care what you've lost. It might be your spiritual life. It might be your property. It might be your finance. It might be your business. It might be your relationship. Oh, I'm talking about a loss. You lost something tangible. The way Job lost, but Job had hope in God. And he said, there is hope for a tree if it's cut. Will sprout up again. And in Job 42 verse 10, we see Job raising up again. Oh, I'm speaking to your life. May you raise up again. May your business rise up again. May your ministry rise up again. May your family rise up again. May your business, may all your life, may all your doings, everything that was lost, everything that had fallen, I'm speaking new life unto it. In Jesus' mighty name, I want to pray with somebody who has really given up. I want to say we have a God who is faithful. Just believe wherever you are, all my listeners. You might be having some difficult times. You might be going through some hard times. Maybe you have lost everything you had. You have lost even hope. You have lost faith. You have lost friends. You have lost business. You've lost everything. I want to tell you, God will make you prosper as I can. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to say thank you for my listeners. You are God Almighty. I want to bless each and everyone. Father, I want to speak a new life unto their living. And I want to speak that they are going to prosper again. As you prospered Job, Father, you are going to change their lives. You are going to prosper them in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to give them top portion of what they had lost. Father, I speak restoration of that job. I speak restoration of that family. I speak restoration of that health. I speak restoration of that marriage. I speak restoration of that business. In the mighty name of Jesus, to every listener, Father, let them receive double portion of what they had lost. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and believe. Amen. God bless you. Meet you next time. Don't give up. You will rise up again. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.